walking towards the heavenly kingdom.
我们晓得啊，主耶稣是我们的救主，但是他也是啊我们的帮助。当我们的在这人生中奔跑天国的路的时候
，He died for us, but he continues today to help us to walk on this heavenly path.
他虽然为我们死了，但是啊，在今天还是继续帮助我们来奔走天国的道路。
And we have to learn from him, and then we can do much work for him.
啊，我们要从他那里来学习，这样可以多为他的工作，多为他来工作。
We thank God for the past week. We had this Africa training seminar here for foreign workers.
啊，我们感谢神，在过去一个礼拜，我们有这个啊非洲志工团的训练。
This was actually our third time.
啊，这其实是我们的第三届了。
This is God's grace.
啊，这都是神的恩典。
When we can involve in God's work.This is the blessing of the Lord.
啊，如果我们可以参与神的工作的话，这就是我们的恩典了。
And because of brothers and sisters have been helping, you know, for the past week, and the work did go on well, smoothly.
啊，因为很多弟兄姐妹的参与帮助，所以这件工作都做得啊很美好。
I'm sure the Lord will bless and remember all those who labored for this kind of work.
啊，我相信神会来祝福这些参与工作的人。
Why they can do this?
啊、为什么他们可以做呢
？Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 50.
我们看以赛亚书五十章。
Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4.
以赛亚书五十章四节。
Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4.
啊，以赛亚书的五十章哦，四节。
This gives us a good reason why people can actually do God's work.
啊，这里给我们一个很好的理由，为什么人可以啊参与神的事工？
啊 ，verse 4, the Lord God has given me the tongue of the learned.That I should know how to speak a word in season to him who is weary. He awakens me morning by morning. He awakens my ear to hear as the learned.
第四节，主耶稣是我受教者的舌头，使我知道怎样用言语扶住怯乏啊疲乏的人。主每早晨提醒我的耳朵，使我能听受教者一样。
Here we can see the two organs of physical body are mentioned.
这里谈到人体的两个器官呢。
A tongue and our ear.
啊，一个就是我们的舌头，还有我们的耳朵。怎样的舌头呢
？A tongue that has learned.
啊，一个是受教者的舌头。
A tongue that has been instructed.
啊，一个被啊指示的舌头。
教导过的哈。And the ear which is also learned.
啊，一对是懂得来听取的耳朵。
Because the last part said to the ear as the learned, to hear as the learned.
啊，因为这里说啊，使那个听受教者一样。
So these two are very important organs of our body.
啊，这两个是我们身体上啊，人类身体上很重要的器官。
But spiritually, they are much more important.
但在属灵方面来说，他们是更重要的。
Tongue of the learned, that means we have learned from God. We have learned the words of God.
好，这里说受教者的舌头就是我们从神那里受教。
And then we are able to teach others.
啊，然后从我们这里再可以啊来教导别人。
This tongue of the learned is given by God. It says, God has given me this. God has given me.
啊，这里说是神给我的。
Of course, now many people use this verse to prophesy that Jesus is talking about Jesus.
啊，当然很多人都说啊，这段经文指的是主耶稣的。
Whether it's about Jesus or not, it's important. But it's the what is most important is how it is going to apply to us today.
当然呢，对于如果说是啊，指的主耶稣说的是很重要，但是更重要的是今天怎样用在我们身上。
Because if it is a prophecy about Jesus, then it is also to tell us we have to learn from Jesus.
啊，如果这是对主耶稣的一个预言，同样的也告诉我们要从啊主耶稣的身上学习。
In other words, we must have been given by God so that we can share with others.
啊，也就是说我们从神那边领受了，然后跟别人来分享。
In other words, for the past week, we had been listening to many preachers preaching, you know, sharing with the participants.What they said is actually from the word of God. Otherwise, that is not a tongue which has been taught by God.
当然，过去一个礼拜，我们啊，从很多的传道人口中哦，啊，都听着他们啊来教导我们。其实这些都是从神而来，不然就没有意思。
好 ，So what we preach, what we share with others, everything must be from the Bible.
所以我们跟别人来分享的时候，来教导的时候，都应该是从圣经而来。
Because we have received a tongue, which is learned because God has taught us.
啊，因为我们啊得到一个受教者的舌头，是神亲自 啊，指引我们，教导我们的。
Then we can do a lot of work.
这样我们就可以为他做很多的工作。
Then I know how to speak. He says, then I know how to speak.
啊，这里说，这样我就晓得怎么用原语了。
To speak word appropriately, timely.
啊，用啊，在恰当的时候说恰当的话语。
And to people who need the word of God.
啊，给那些需要神话的人。
Especially says we can preach a word in season to him who is weary, who is so much surprised.In desperation, in hopelessness in this life.
啊，尤其是这里所指的扶助那些啊疲乏的人，就是那些啊对生活有被压迫啊，会感到很困倦的人。
We have a learned tongue, and the purpose of the learned tongue is to convey the love of God, the truth of salvation, to people that we come into contact.
啊，这个受教者的舌头的主要目的就是要把神的福音传给那些跟我们接触的人。
After we have learned the word of God,
啊，当我们学习了神的话之后
，we can preach the word of God.
我们就啊晓得来传神的道。
That is not the end of our work.
啊，这不是我们工作的结束。
Look at the same verse.
我们再看同一节。
He awakens me morning by morning. After we have learned, we still got to be awakened every morning by God.
啊，这里说主每早晨提醒我，这就是我们学习之后啊。每天都要啊得到。
Yes, I have a learned tongue.
是我有这个受教的舌头。
I still need to listen to God's words every day.
但是我还是需要啊，来听取神的话，每天都这样来听取神的话。
And then He awakens me, awakens my ear.
啊，这样他就提醒我的，提醒我，提醒了我，还有提醒我的耳朵。
He awakens me, or He awakens my ear to hear as the learned.
啊，这里说提醒我的耳朵，使我能。听像受教者一样。
So what does it mean? Even though we have learned a lot of word or learned the word of God, I need to continue to listen to the word of God, and then I need to continue to obey God's words, as we can see in verse 12.
也就是说，我们有一个受教者的舌头，懂得去教导别人，但同时我们也要懂得来听取啊。
In other words, do not just assume we have learned sufficiently.
也就是说不要啊，比方或者假设自己已经啊受教已经足够了
啊。We need to continue to be awakened.
啊，也就是说我们要啊继续的来被提醒。
Including the Buddha workers, we still listen to each other, and learn from one another.
包括这些前肢的功能，就是要彼此来学习。
And then we'll become more and more obedient to God's words.
这样我们对神的话就会越来越啊顺从。
The results would be wonderful.
啊，这种。
The result of being awakened morning by morning and then continue to listen to the word of God would be wonderful, as can be seen in verse 5.
这种被提醒啊，每天被提醒，这种果效或者这种果实是很美好的。
How good it is.
这是很美好的。
Look at verse 5.
第五节。
The Lord God has opened my ear, you see, and I was not rebellious, nor did I turn away. This is a very important result.
啊，这里说啊，注意。主耶和华开通我的耳朵，我并没有违背，也没有后退。
So this
这是一个很重要的这种结果。
This constant awakening power of God, even though we have learned with a tongue learned, our ear can further be opened.
啊，虽然我们有这个受教者的舌头，但是我们如果继续的。来听取的话，我们的耳朵还是会可以被开通。
So verse 5 emphasizes, even though we have learned, we continue to listen, so that the result would be very different.
啊，这五节告诉我们，虽然我们已经学习了，但是我们还继续的学习，这种后果是结果是很好的。
And very important one is we will be obedient, we will not be rebellious to God's word against God's words.
很重要的一点就是说，告诉我们不会违背神。也不会后退。
Further, we will not turn away from God.
啊，这里说也没有不会没有后退。
You see, some people think they have learned a lot, they will never turn to the Bible anymore.
啊，有些人自以为啊，他已经学习很充足了，所以从来也不翻圣经。
These people eventually lose touch with the Word of God.
啊，其实这些人最终会跟神的话脱节。
Especially the preachers.
啊，尤其是传道人还有前职的工
作。Every day to search into the Bible.What they have learned from their theological study, I tell you, this kind of workers will not grow.
啊，尤其是前置工人，如果他们不是每天都来查考神的话，哦， 那 这样的功能是不可能会长进。
What can you learn within one year, two years, three years, or even five years during a theological study course?
啊，到底你在参加神学训练的时候，那三年五年能学到很多吗？
Yes, of course.
其实不多。
Relatively speaking, it is a lot as compared to other brothers and sisters.
当然，当然以平信徒来说是很蛮多的嘛。
But actually, if we stop learning from then on, we do not have enough spiritual food to feed ourselves and the others in the long run.
如果我们却停止再去学习的话，我们就缺少这个灵粮来喂饱自己，还有喂饱别人。
That's why this continual learning, opening our ears to God, is vital. So AMC for a few days is just a starter, a tester.
所以我们敞开自己的耳朵来听起神的话是很重要的。这个义工团的训练班其实只是一个开胃菜而已。
If we continue to do so, you can see the result which will be much more striking even more.
如果我们继续这样做的话，我们发现这个后果，这个成绩是很好的。
Look at verse 6.
我们再看第六节。
I gave my back to those who struck me, and my cheeks to those who plucked out the beard. I did not hide my face from the shame and spitting.
第六节人打我的背，我任他打；人把我的尸甲的胡须，我由他扒；人辱我、吐我，我并不遮面。
Using this verse, people.
掩面。
Using this verse, some people say Jesus was actually so much, you know, chastised, beaten up, even people plucked out his beard. It's about Jesus.
这里其实很多人都说指的是主耶稣，人家打他，甚至扒他的胡须。
And it could be true.
这是真实的。
Can be true, 可能是真的。
这可能是真的吧。
But it refers to us too today.
但是同样的，这个也指着我们说的。
If we have really a tongue which is learned, an ear which is learned, then you can see we can stand firm even in times of tribulation.
就是说，如果我们有一个受教者的舌头、受教者的耳朵的话，就是在患难的时候，我们也可以站立得稳。
People.Striking you from behind, from the back, talking bad about you, no problem. I can stand firm.
别人在后面打你，就是别人在后面说你的坏话，但是我还是站立得稳。
I get my back to those who struck me.
So、okay. 我的背就任他们打。
I can still be firm. This is only an example, huh?
我还是站立得稳，这是其中的一个这种泛滥嘛。
My cheeks to those who plucked, let them strike me, on my cheeks.
我的脸颊也是被他们打。
No matter what happens, I can stand firm.
不管什么事情，我也站立得稳。
I did hide myself from shame and spitting, and those who mocked me, I'm still able to stand firm.
那些羞辱我的人呢，我还是可以站立得稳。
We are not intimidated by mockery.
就是我们不会被这些羞辱的话来。
By people who purposely go against us.
来影响到，就是那些存心跟我们作对的人。
This is what happened to Jesus.
这就是发生在主耶稣身上的。他并没有害怕。
And we need to learn from him.
我们要向他来学习。
Why is it that we don't have to be frightened or intimidated by all this kind of seemingly tribulation, sufferings, or sorrows in life?
为什么我们不需要害怕这些，不管是这些羞辱了，这些患难，这些攻击呢？
The answer is seen from verses 7 to 9.
七和九节就看到那个答案了。
We tribulations don't just limit to physical sufferings.
其实这种苦难不是在于肉身上而已。
It can happen within the church if you're not careful.
这种苦难也会发生在教会里的。
If you come to the church, you can feel peace and joy.
如果你在来到教会有这个喜乐跟平安。
Why?
为什么？
Because we might not be able to accept people that we meet with.
如果没有这样喜乐跟平安，可能我们很难去接受
yeah, inner self,
我们 见到的人
feels very frightened and terrifying, lack of a sense of fellowship.
就是说你的内心缺少这种充满了恐惧，然后缺少在神灵里灵交的这种心情。
It is superficially, it's not physical, it's very inner kind of feeling.Which is not nice.
这是一种很内在的一种感受，是不好的。
But in the long run, it can be physical as well.
但是长远来说是变成是 肉体上甚至精神上。
When a person cannot live in times of peace constantly, his heart will be disturbed physically. Do you know?
如果在平安的时候，一个人还不能安安稳稳的过日子的话，他的心已经被干扰了。
And that is why heart attack, heart problems, part of the, and this can be the result. If you're constantly depressed, heart is the most burdened one. You think it's mental, actually the heart will become more functional.
其实一个人就是因为常常会有，甚至有这种心脏病等等啊，就是因为太多的压力。
This is a tribulation.
这就是患难。
So we have to ask God to help us.
所以我们要求神来帮助我们。
When we come to the church.
当我们来到教会的时候
we must ensure everyone is responsible for imparting joy towards one another because power of God.
就是来到教会，我们每个人都要尽责，把这种喜乐带给别人，靠着神的力量。
If there's no joy in us, then the church will be a place just like in tribulation.
如果在教会找不到喜乐的话，就很像在患难当中。
Really, if we meet each other, we feel joyful. How wonderful it is!、
Huh? 如果我们见到
彼此相见的时候，
彼此相见的时候是充满了喜乐，那是多好。
This is the goal we're going to aim for in this new year, in this year, starting.
这就是我们的目标要追求的，今年的目标。
We don't want to hear people say, "Hey, I don't feel good or going to church." No, no, no. No good not because of headache, but because of inner problem.You don't have this kind of agreement with some members, possibly, and maybe some other members are not doing so well spiritually, and therefore, this kind of feeling would, our situation would arise.
所以不要希望，就是不希望听到有人说我不想来教会，是因为其实是内在的问题，都不是外在的干扰。
When I say we don't want to listen to this, doesn't mean that you cannot tell others to help you or tell me and each other to help you to pray together. No, I don't mean that.
当我说不要听这种事情的时候，并不是说你不要求别人来跟你一起祷告或为你祷告。
Or telling workers of God, you know, what do you need for you? What do you need now?
我还是听告诉这些圣工人员。
When I say we don't want to listen to this, means we must improve to an extent whereby truly we don't need to have this kind of situations.
来帮助你祷告，其实我们呢，我刚才说不要听这些事情，就是说我们要
to change the situation,
把整个状况改过来了。
To be real,
成为一个真实的。
We don't need to,
我们不需
要。Because we have improved,
因为我们已经改进了。
Our heart is so powerful because we have the words of God.
我们的心智是坚定的，是因为我们有神的话。
Tongue and ear is of the learned.
因为我们的耳朵跟舌头都是受教者的。
That means we can put God's words into practice.
也就是说，我们可以行出神的话。
That means if we have a learned tongue, that means we can preach, we can talk, we can work, but we must put into practice.
一个受教者的舌头就是我们可以行，可以说，可以述说，也可以行，把有行为行出来。
Ear of the learned means you have heard it, you put into practice.
受教者的耳朵就是你听了，会行出来。
And then you can see the result will be different.
那我们看到这种。后果就不一样了。
Sometimes when we are in tribulation, in verse 6,
有时在患难当中，像第六节说
，Then God will help us.
神会帮助我们。
Verse 7,
第七节
，Let's see how God helps us.
第七节
，Oh, the Lord God will help me. Therefore, I will not be disgraced. Therefore, I have set my face like a flint, and I know that I will not be ashamed. Verse 8, He is near to who justifies me, who will contend with me.Let us stand together. Actually, it means enemy. We can stand together if you think you can. Who is my adversary? Let him come near to me. Verse 9.
第九节。
Surely the Lord God will help me. Who is he who will condemn me? Indeed, they will all grow old like a garment. The moth will eat them up. Verses 7, 8, and 9 is very encouraging. Very encouraging.
第七、第八、第九节是很充满的这种勉励的。
We might suffer as mentioned in verse 6.
我们可能会面对第六节的事情。
But the Lord will help me, verse 7 says.
但是第七节告诉我们神会帮助我们。
I will not be disgraced.
所以我不会羞愧。
My face will be so strong.
我的脸很像坚实。
Of course, that is a metaphor. It's a simile, rather.
像
like a flint is a simile, strictly speaking.
好像坚实。
名义了，名义啊。
啊，但这是这个脸的意思就是说名义
啊。My face is like a flint. Why? Flint is a very hard stone.
我的脸好像这个坚石，坚石。
That means what? Everything we encounter, we can be able, we are able to tackle and to overcome.
就是说我所面对的一切我们都可以克服。
Face means encountering. You face with people, encounter with people, huh?
啊，面对就是说你要面对的问题。
No matter what kind of people that we meet outside or inside the church, we cannot be let down by them.
就是说
like a flint.
就是说我们不管是在教会里面或者在外面所面对的人，我们都不会因此而蒙羞。
Because a few members who are not cultivated in the church can also let us down. Possible.
因为教会如果有一些没有灵修的人，
就是 few enough.
只要有几位也会让我们丧志。
But we cannot be let down by them. Cannot be discouraged by them.
但是我们不应该因他们而丧志。
Because God helps me.
因为神帮助我。
My face is like flint.
我的脸像坚石。
I'll not be ashamed.
我必不至蒙羞。
I know what to do.
我知道该怎么行。
Why? Because God justifies me. He knows I'm right.
因为神呢为我称义了。
But the question is it true that I'm right?
但问题有时要问，就是到底是不是我真的是对呢
？But a learned tongue and learned ear must be right.
但是如果有受教者的舌头跟受教者的耳朵就会对。
And then God will fight with me together. He will help me. In other words,
这样神就会帮助我们。
Who can contend with me?
谁可以跟我争论呢？
好 ，This is a question in verse 8。
第八节，这是一个问题。
So the message is here we must need God to help us in times of tribulations。
也就是说
，tribulations in terms of you know, feeling bad when we come to church or whatever physical environment。
也就是说，当我们遇到困难的时候，或者患难的时候，或者我们感觉不好的时候，都需要神来帮助我们。
So verse 8 is a very powerful expression of being victorious. Victorious.
第八节其实是一种形容词，一个战胜的形容词。
Why?
为什么
？Verse 7 says God will help me. Verse 9 says the Lord will help me.
第七节说主耶和华帮助我们。第八节说神会帮助我们。谁可以跟我
？Verse 9 Who can condemn me?
神可以跟我作对呢？
Indeed, it is true. If we are upright in the eyes of God, nobody can condemn us.
如果我们在神的面前是正义的话，
正直
啊，那没有人可以来跟我们敌对。
Condemn, that means you are evil. They cannot say that.
或者别人来
condemn. They cannot condemn us. I'm evil means evil.
就是别人不可以来论断我。
If they said that, doesn't matter. As long as we are right in the eyes of God.
他们这样说是不重要，只要我们在神的眼里是正直的。
But the question is it true that I'm right before God?
但是问题我们要问，到底我们是真的在神的眼里是正直吗？
Let's go back to whether we have a learned tongue, a learned ear or not.
这就从回到我们刚才的问题，到底我们有没有受教者的舌头跟受教者的耳朵？
This must be done continuously. A learned tongue, learned ear must be cultivated continuously, morning by morning. He says.
一个受教者的舌头跟受教者的耳朵是应该是每天的课程。
And then we can truly be upright.
这样我们就可以真正的正直。
Can condemn me?
谁可以来
？This is a question.
来论断我们和定我们的罪。
Nobody.
没人可以
这么说。God say I'm you are. If God say you are right, nobody can say you are wrong.
如果神说你是对的，就没有人可以说你是错。
But is it true that we can work towards this goal? That no people can say we are wrong. This is really cultivation.
我们就是这种，就是灵修，就是到一个程度，就是
Jesus.
主耶稣说我们是对的。
Jesus of course had this kind of spiritually high goal, high achievement.
当然
nobody was able to say he was wrong or condemn him.
当然主耶稣有这种很这种高尚的这种条件呢，没有人可以来论断他。
We have to learn from him.
我们要向他来学习。
So that we can reach at a point we can say, who can condemn me? Wow, it's not pride, it's spiritual achievement, but it's true.
到一个状况就是，并不是因为自义而说的话，其实是真实的。
But not easy, but it's possible.
不简单的，但是是可能的。
Because God helps me, God helps me. Say two times at least.
啊，因为这里记载啊，主耶和华帮助我们。
How does God help me in verse 9?
第九节，神怎样帮助我
？God punishes my enemies.
有时神会啊处罚我的这些。
Oh, this is very painful. If you see God punishes your enemies, you should feel very painful, of course.
啊，有时神会惩罚我这些敌人呢、啊。
You don't want that to happen. You want your brothers, you know, to go to heaven.
啊，这
your sisters to be met in heaven.
啊，所谓的敌人就是这些弟兄姐妹，但是你应该是感到痛苦，因为你也希望他们是啊得救的。
Unless these people are purposely going against God, changing the gospel, leading people to hell, of course, we have to warn them. If not, then God will punish them.
啊，当然，除非这些人是啊纯粹来敌对神的，来改变福音啊。这样我们一定要去警告他们，不然神就会惩罚他们。
Or they live a life, you know, of corruption that would influence some of the church members to also to be corrupted, and these people are the warning to don't change. Of course, God will punish them.
或者他过着一些罪恶的生活，然后这些人都会影响教会的同龄。这样的人，我们就要责备他啊，不然，甚至教会可能要开除。
Oh, verse 9,
第九节。
It's a very very tough words.
第九节说的是啊，相当啊严厉的一句话。
Verse 9,
第九节。
Last part, indeed they will all grow old like a garment. The moth will eat them up. Talking about our enemies, will be punished by God.
这里说他们都像衣服渐渐旧了，受蛀虫所养。
There's a brother who was rebuked constantly by another one.
啊，有个弟兄常常被另外一个来啊教训。
That rebuke was out of anger and jealousy and all kinds of evil desires.
啊，当然呢，他的这种责备啊，其实出于个人的私心，还有这些不好的动机啊。
His brother being bullied was very painful in life, just like you know, in tribulation.
啊，这个弟兄常常受到这样的责备啊折磨，其实很像在经历在患难当中。
And then one day, this brother being bullied said this.
啊，有一天这个被欺负的弟兄说了一句话。
No, the one who bullied me died just recently.
啊，他说那个常常欺负他的人弟兄已经去世了。
I said, what happened?
啊，我问他为什么。
Cancer.
他说是癌症。
I said, no, what is that?
我说那是很可悲。
I said, brother, are you happy? He died.
我就问他弟兄这个，那你会不会很高兴？因为他死了。
He did not answer me quickly. He thought, the question to ask.
他没有直接回答我，然后他就想，这是一个很好的问题。
That's God. Well, whether it was God who punished him or not is debatable, of course. But the point is, this is something we have to think about. We cannot bully others. Otherwise, if God doesn't like it, God will punish us too. It says here, we're beaten up, you know, like moth eating up.
啊，到底是不是到底是不是神的在这样惩罚了这个弟兄？其实是。啊，可以说是吃药了。但是最终我们要晓得，就是如果我们常常欺负人的话，神会惩罚。
啊 ，Moreover, the one who is being bullied, must give thanks to God. You know, it's a time for you to be trained. You know, you don't want God to punish him just because of bullying like that to death. No, we don't want that to happen.
啊，当然，那个被欺负的人不是有这样子抱着一种心态，就是最好神把他处罚死，那是不对的。
But God has His righteousness to exercise.
但是神有他的公义要实行。
Therefore, He sometimes indeed does punish.
所以有时他真的就要来惩罚。
Now because of this, we have to all the more, you know, rely on God.
啊，就是因为这样，我们更应该要
来。Tongue is learned or ear is learned.
来依靠神。如果我们的舌头是受教的，耳朵也是受教的。
Then we can go forward further.
这样我们就可以更向前行。
Look at verse 10.
啊，第十节。
Who among you fears the Lord?
啊，第十节，谁你们中间谁敬畏耶和
华 ？Who obeys the voice of his servant?
听从他仆人之话。
Who walks in darkness and has no light, let him trust in the name of the Lord and rely upon his God. This is a very beautiful further encouragement.
啊，这人行在黑暗中没有亮光，当依靠耶和华的名。
If we do truly fear God,
啊，依赖自己的神。如果我们真的
truly,
啊敬畏神
，obey the Lord Jesus.
啊，我们来听从神的话。
Sometimes we can walk in darkness.
有时我们可能会走在黑暗里。
And this darkness, most people say is sins and everything, huh?
啊，有时很多人说，这个黑暗指的是在最终。
But it actually includes, you know, our difficulties in life.
啊，其实这种黑暗也包括了我们在生命里头的这种困难。
When we walk in darkness, that means we have no visibility.
也就是说在黑暗中我们找不到方向。
We don't know what to do. We don't know what job to go to.
啊，我们不晓得要做什么工作。
We don't know what we're going to choose for our course of study.
啊，我们不晓得要哪一科来读。
Everything is so dark in before us.
啊，在我面前都是一片黑暗。
No light.
没有光明。
What can we do now?
那我们当
然。Let him trust in the name of the Lord.
啊，让他来依赖自己啊，
神的名。Rely upon his God.
啊，依赖自己的神。
You can see.Different, our life will be different, will be transformed.
如果是这样的话，我们发现人的生命都改变了。
So many good brothers and sisters who have experienced God's transformation.
很多很好的弟兄姐妹都体验到神从神来的这个转变。
This is further encouragement.
这是更进一步的
勉励。For a learned tongue and a learned ear.
对于受教者的舌头跟受教者的耳朵。
Look at verse 11.
十一节。
If we have learned, if we have a learned tongue and a learned ear.
如果我们有受教者的舌头跟受教者的耳朵
we should be able to work for God mighty, right?
我们应该可以帮神大大的工作
not only in words but in actions
不单只在口头上也是在行动上
you can go to Africa, you can preach
你可以到非洲你也可以传
you can go to different parts of London to evangelize
你可以到伦敦的各个地方去传福音
but be careful
但是要小心
look at verse 11
十一节
look Oh, you who kindle a fire, who encircle yourselves with sparks, walk in the light of your fire, and in the sparks you have kindled. This you shall have from my hand. You shall lie down in torment. Very serious.
第十一节，你们凡你们点火，用火把围绕自己的，可以行在你们的火焰里，并你们所点的火中。这是我手所定的，你们必躺在悲惨之中。
What does it mean?
严重的。这是什么意思呢
？We started off, we must have a learned tongue and a learned ear.
我们开始说谈到要有受教者的这个舌头跟受教者的耳朵。
And we can preach to others, it says in verse 1 to those who are weary.
这样接下来我们就可以来传讲给那些疲乏的人。
This is what we've been doing in the True Church.
这就是真耶稣。
In parts of the world.
真耶稣教会在各个地方不都是这样行。
Each individual would do a lot of works, and the works that he or she does would be very obvious, very easily seen by people.
就是这些人做这些工作，其实都是很容易被别人看到的。
But be very careful.
但是要非常的谨慎。
Do not kindle your fire.
不要点自己的火。
Don't encircle yourself with the sparks of the fire.
不要用火来围绕自己。
Walk in the light of your own fire.
走在你自己的火焰当中。
This would be very dangerous.
这是很危险的一件事情。
What does it mean?
这是什么意思呢
？It means when we've done a lot of work.
当我们做了很多工作的时候。
Oh, you've done a lot of told a lot of testicles to come. You've baptized many people. You've preached to many testicles. Surrounding you in your life, it's just like sparks.
当你工作了很多你带了很多慕道者来信主，你也被很多人洗礼，做了很大的工作。
But be very careful. These sparks, if you think these sparks are because of me, then you have taken the sparks for yourselves.
你以为你周遭的这些火焰都是为你自己的，这样你就会。
So,
行在自己的火焰当中。
Actually, it's God's sparks, God's fire. It's not your fire.
其实是神的火，并不是你自己的火。
You've taken God's fire as your own fire.
你把神的火当成是自己的火。
You've taken God's sparks as your own sparks.
你把神的火焰当成自己的火焰。
What does it say?
这里说什么呢？
哈哈 ，It will be horrifying.
这里说是很可怕的。
You shall lie down in torment. You will be in trouble. You will be suffering.
你们必躺在悲惨之中。
From here we can see, you have your own fire or God's fire as we serve God.
所以我们要晓得，就是在侍奉神的过程当中，是神的火还是我们的火
？Just one more verse regarding this point.
我们再看一节圣经关于这一点。
Ezekiel chapter 1.
我们看以西结书一章。
Ezekiel chapter 1 verse 13.
以西结书一章。
Here talks about God's fire.
十三节。
Of course, from verse 4 onwards, you can see the fire of God already. But in verse 13, it's a very concise verse.
十三节说的是神的火，这里是讲的很。
We need God's fire to be among us, among all the workers, all the brothers and sisters to work together.
我们需要神的火焰在我们这些弟兄姐妹当中来帮助神。
You can see four living creatures
来做圣工。这里我们可以看到四活物。
They are with the face of the lion.
他们呀有像狮子、鹰，还有狮子、鹰、牛，还有人的脸。
But then if you look at chapter 10 verse 15, that ox's face is replaced by the face of an angel.
16章告诉我们这个牛。
十章。
十六节告诉我们。
十章十六节。
十章十六节告诉我们这个 十五节告诉我们这个牛的脸已经被天使的脸来代代替了。
Because of this, people say these living creatures actually also refer to the angels.
其实有人甚至这样解说这个是活物也只是天使。
Whether they refer to angels or not is one matter. What is important is these four living creatures must be learned from us as we serve God.
这到底是不是指天使说的并不重要了，但是这四活不是最重要，但是这四活物一定要学习很像我们要这样学习。
One thing is we must let God's fire to work among us.
最重要的就是让神的火焰在我们当中来行。
This fire is from God.
这火焰是由神
来。Verse 13.
13节。
As for the likeness of the living creatures, their appearance was like the burning coals of fire and like the appearance of torches. Fire was going back and forth among the living creatures. The fire was bright and out of the fire went lightning. Very clear.
这里说四活物的形象就有如绕着火炭的形状，又如火把的形状，火在四活物当中上去下来，这火有火有光辉从火中发出闪电。
So let us not enkindle on fire.
所以我们不要点自己的火。
As we read just now in Isaiah chapter 50 verse 11, let us not sparkle on sparks.
就像以赛亚书50章十一节说的，我们不要点自己的火。
In other words, do not proclaim ourselves.
也就是说，不要来宣扬自己当我们在服侍神的过程当中。
The work that we're doing, is empowered by God's fire, not because of our own fire within us. I want to be recognized. I want to be seen as good. I want to be seen as a person who is successful, achieving a lot for God. This kind of mentality can be sparks and fire in us to serve God.
也就是说，我们要晓得整个圣工的过程都是神的火在点燃，而不是我们做圣工的过程中要让别人晓得我这个人是谁，或者我有多大的能力。所以这就是我们自己在点自己的火焰。
Let God's fire come among us.
让神的火来到我们当中。
This is the conclusion for a person.Who is with a tongue learned and also an ear learned?
这就是一个受教者舌头跟受教者耳朵的人的这种懂得或者晓得的诀籍。
Today we have learned together. This learned tongue and learned ear.
今天我们已经学习了这个受教者的舌头跟受教者的耳朵。
That is, we must continue to learn.
当然，我们要继续的学习。
We have continued to obey.
我们要继续的来遵循。
And then.If we do that, then we will not be intimidated by tribulation, sufferings, even problems in the church.
如果我们这样行的话，我们就不会被这些患难来左右。
And I cannot be stopped coming to the church because of one person who is not good to me. Example.
我们不会因为一个某某人对我们不好就不来教会。
Because this I can overcome with God's power.
因为靠着神的力量，我可以战胜一切。
Because God helps me.
因为神帮助我们。第七到第九节说。
Then God will.But we have to obey and trust God.
这样我们就要有信心的来遵行，来信靠神。
And then as we serve God,
这样我们侍奉神的过程中
，make sure our own fire or own sparks are replaced by God's fire.
要晓得就是我们的自己的火焰是不应该有自己的火焰，而是神的火焰。
Moves back and forth among the living creatures.
因为这个火焰是在四活物当中来回的来来去去。
That means God's power is with us. It's God's work.
就是神的力量，是神的工作。
We're going to pray together.
我们一起来做祷告。
And ask God to help us in our new year for this year.
我们求神在这新的一年来帮助我们。
So that we can be more obedient to God.
使到我们更来尊。
So that we can love each other more.
顺服神，这样更晓得彼此相爱。
Also be careful with our words, so that we can would not harm but to love others.
也要小心自己的言语，不会伤害别人，而是来爱别人。
So that we can truly proclaim that I have a learned tongue and a learned ear.
使到我们真正可以来宣传有这种受教者的舌头跟受教者的耳朵。
Okay, for those who want to pray for, especially the early students, Holy Spirit, feel come forward to pray.
那些要上前来祷告的，可以到前面来。要求圣灵求恩典的，都可以到前面。
To lay hands on us, as arranged by church, by the church.
就是那些宗教教义的学生你知道前面。
Come and kneel down and pray.
到前面祷告。
Thank you.